This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Who is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't want to learn the Quran? Here's a story. One time there was a teacher who had two students who drove a long distance in order to recite their daily lesson to their teacher in person. And at the very beginning of their Quran journey, they started to have a lot of car trouble. A lot of different things would come up. One day, their car was stopped on the side of the road, halfway to their teacher's house. Another day, they had a flat tire. And another day, they left the house to find that their car had been robbed. So the glass of the window was broken and someone had stolen something from inside the car. The amount of car trouble that they had within only a few days was actually astounding. Someone might experience this and say, this is way too much in one time, what's going on here? So one of the students, she called her teacher on one of those occasions, and she said to her, I have a question for you. Do you think this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah doesn't want us to memorize the Quran? I want you to think about this and internalize it for a moment. Do you think this is a sign we shouldn't want to memorize the Quran? Her teacher laughed and she said, okay, I'm going to repeat your question back to you. Do you think this is a sign that Allah doesn't want you to memorize the Quran? And of course, when the teacher repeated it, the student started to laugh because hearing it out loud from someone else, she realized immediately, of course, it would be silly to assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to continue on a journey that will change your life, on a journey of connecting with the Quran, reading it or reciting it or memorizing it, learning the Arabic letters so you can recite it. Just imagine someone is asking you, is it a sign that I shouldn't connect to the Quran? The teacher then continued. She explained to her that the idea itself, yes, it was silly, but the idea itself maybe is from the devil because the car trouble was a test. And everyone goes through a different type of test. May Allah protect us all. But these car troubles were a test. And all students of the Quran, especially those on their way to memorize, they would be tested to see how determined and sincere they were to continue no matter the difficulties, no matter the challenges. As soon as you begin making an effort in trying to build a very close relationship with the Quran, you will find there are a lot of things that will distract you. You will find suddenly you're very busy with a lot of other things, a lot of interruptions, a lot of new opportunities. And there may even be challenges for you to even get close to the Quran. May Allah protect us all. And Allah tells us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Indeed, the devil is an enemy to you, so take him indeed as an enemy. And the reality is, the devil invites people to distractions, to temptations, away from the Quran. May Allah protect us all. And this is why we always start by saying, "What a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do this even while we are reciting the Quran. So I want you to think about your personal experiences and your relationship with the Quran and generally your attempts to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the distractions that have come up in your life. The distractions that we all know are countless and plenty all around us until our last breath. The devils know the different types of distractions and tactics to trick people and prevent them, the believers, from any kind of goodness. And of course, every human being is unique. And so there are different weaknesses that we all have, may Allah protect us all, or different types of insecurities. And so one person who is insecure is tricked with one thing, and somebody else who is a perfectionist is tricked with another thing. And somebody else is like a procrastinator, may Allah protect us all, and this person is tricked with another thing. And so when you realize this, you realize very quickly any excuse you have when it comes to trying to connect to the Quran, you can defeat it inshallah ta'ala. And it may be from yourself. And so I want you to think about the example of someone who says, I don't have enough time for the Quran. Well, you want to make time for the Quran by prioritizing it. And you realize you have time when you're able to spend time on social media or playing games or working extra beyond what you actually need. Or you have time suddenly when it's something fun, something enjoyable, a vacation. So is it really a matter that you don't have time? Or is it that you're not making time? Because people make time for the things that matter to them, as much as they possibly can. Reflect as well on the excuse when someone says, I don't think I'll get far in this. Well, is it better to then not start the journey of the Quran? Will you get anywhere if you don't start at all because you're not going to get far? Or is it better for you to start? And maybe you will find progress, inshallah ta'ala, in terms of your proficiency or in terms of your speed. You'll find someone who comes up with the excuse that I don't know the Arabic language. The overwhelming majority, the majority of the ummah don't speak Arabic fluently. And yet the majority of those who memorize the Quran, those who read the Quran, study the Quran, non-Arabs. We have 2 billion Muslims and a minority speak Arabic fluently. And a minority of minorities are actually able to read the Quran properly amongst those who are native. And what I mean is you can learn. And so don't be discouraged by that. Someone else might say, well, I don't think I'm good enough. I'm too sinful. And someone who says they're too sinful, there's a response for that as well, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to take the Quran, to get closer to it. And in fact, it will help you to overcome sinfulness. It will in fact be a source of forgiveness for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the Quran is a guidance for us. And it gives us glad tidings. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who do righteous deeds. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا That they will have a great reward. Sometimes people say, okay, I want to get closer to the Quran. I hear you. I'm listening to what you're saying. But it's just too difficult. I can't. And Allah tells us what? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرُنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ We've certainly made the Quran easy for remembrance. So is there anyone who will remember? Meaning anyone who will take up this opportunity, this challenge, this matter of wanting to connect to the Quran, memorizing and living upon it? Someone else will say, you know what? I'm trying to memorize Quran, but I keep struggling with perfectionism. It's not perfect yet. I can't move on. Well, we aren't perfect. The words of Allah are. We are not perfect. The best thing to do, put in ihsan, try your best. If it's decent, a certain standard, you memorize it, move on to the next part. Because the devil wants you to be stuck on the last chapter so that you never move on to anything else. No, yes, try your best. Perfect as much as possible. But you also need to move on and do other things as well. Someone might even think, as an excuse, I am too busy now, and I do know that I have to make time for it. I will make time for it later, and they'll put a date on it after I graduate, after marriage, after children, when I travel. So they're always thinking of a future that might not arrive. In fact, the Quran adds more barakah to your time, more blessings to your time. And there will be a day in which we don't have a later. Someone might think, okay, you know what? I hear all of these responses, but my memory is not strong enough to memorize the Quran, or I'm too old. We've had people in their 80s memorize the Quran, and children as young as 6. We've had people who don't have the ability to memorize, but they are reading the Quran every day. And the beauty of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here comes through you having worked on a surah or many surah for years. It's about the journey and not just the end. It's better for you to start anyway. And if you die before the 10, 20, 30 year mark in which you thought you'll finish the Quran, it's better for you to start then than to not start at all. And if someone says it's too confusing, I don't know where to start, it doesn't matter where you start. Just start, inshallah ta'ala, and don't stop. Start from any surah you want, but don't stop. Start from Al-Fatiha, start from the last part of the Quran, but don't stop. Whether you are learning to read, reading translation for the first time or for the millionth time, or joining a tafsir class, or memorizing, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tools that we need in order to fight the excuses that we have within ourselves that come from laziness or the excuses that come from the devils. May Allah protect us all. And that we are armed and that we are protected and that we are not vulnerable. Because what would you do if you left your house and someone told you there's going to be harm outside? Or someone told you there's a lot of crime. Someone's going around and they open the doors to the homes that are not locked. That's all they do. Would you keep your door unlocked and say, I trust, I'm fine? No, you'd lock your door. Lock your car. You lock things that you care about. You protect the things you care about. And the reality is we all have an enemy. And Allah tells us about this. So take him indeed as an enemy that wants to ruin your afterlife, an enemy that doesn't want you to read the Quran. And so going back to the main question, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to connect to the Quran? Absolutely. Would Allah give you a sign that he doesn't know? That's not a thing. The Quran is in fact your weapon against the devil, against distractions, and it is your solution, it is your guidance, it is your shield, it is your protection, it is everything that you need, and it gives you strength. And on that note, I leave you with this question. What thought comes to mind when an excuse arises about not connecting to the Quran, and how do you personally deal with it, or how do you advise others to deal with it?